Hello everyone. Have you tested the law? But what I mean here is, have you tested the law recognizing that you are the source, that you are God within? Because if not, do you know that you could lose everything you've manifested? Yesterday I did a live on YouTube, and by the way, it was meant for members only, but, you know, YouTube being what it is, I think I forgot to click on members only, so my live went for everyone. But there is no mistake, because someone that I know very well, Belikta, was in my live, and she said, you know, when I saw your notification about a live, I thought, well, I would like to see this live. So, since I have no free will, right? She manifested to see the live. And since she's not a member, well, I had to make a so-called mistake and forget to click, to tick the members only, and the live went for everyone, right? That's how we manifest, guys. There is no rules to follow. Everything is malleable like clay. And you can manifest anything you want. You see, my live was meant for members only. Therefore, anyone not being a member last night shouldn't have been able to see my live. But if a conscious manifester decides, well, I would like to see this live, but they have not even registered to be a member, they will manifest to see that live. And at the same time, well, everybody else will be blessed by our manifestation, right? As Neville said, knowing this law and practicing this law, you can bless many people as well as yourself. That's exactly what happened yesterday. Because of her manifestation, many other people were able to see the live and ask me questions. Live. So we could say that they were blessed by Belikta, right? Blessed by someone else's manifestation, someone else's knowing who she really is. So here is what I want to read from Neville today, because I want to mention what happened to another person, someone who used to be on my lives a couple of years ago when I used to do lives on Facebook. Answering questions live, just like I do now for my members normally on YouTube. So this is what Neville says here in his lecture, Test Yourself. And this can be found in the book, The Immortal Man, which is a collection of some of his best lectures. So here is what he says. The eternal body of men is the imagination, and that is God himself. The one we speak of in scripture as Jesus Christ. We are told to examine ourselves to see if we are holding to the faith. Test yourselves, says Paul. Do you not realize that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless, of course, you fail to meet the test. You have just had the test, and you alone can judge whether you have failed it or not. For you heard the word Jesus Christ and the word God. If it conveys the sense of an existence something outside of you, you have failed the test. When you hear the word God, Jesus Christ or Lord, and your mind jumps to something outside of you, outside of men, you have failed the test. This is very important to understand here. And the reason I chose this is because I wanted to mention what happened to someone yesterday in the live and who used to be in my Facebook group lives. So she said that, and I'm talking about it because it was, her comment was completely public yesterday on YouTube. So I'm not revealing anything that was said one-on-one in private, because it was right there to be seen by everyone on YouTube. So she said that a couple of years ago, when she used to follow my teaching and applied it for herself, and when I say my teaching, I should say the teaching of this law, right? I'm not pretending that this is my teaching. It's just my way of expressing it. And she followed me. She followed my content on the internet and manifested, she said, everything she ever wanted. But then all of a sudden, she became so fearful of her own manifestation that she lost it all. So it can be said that she got scared of her own shadow, right? Because what we manifest, it's a shadow of our imagination, right? I imagine things in my mind, whether it's through words, images, pictures, whatever, right? What the mind creates, its imagination, under whatever form it is. And then it manifests, right? And then, because we were programmed to manifest mostly negative stuff because of the programming that we had since we were born. So she becomes a conscious manifester and she learns how to imagine on purpose what she wants versus what she doesn't want. But it's so amazing that she gets scared of her own manifestation. So because she gets scared, that fear cancels out everything and she loses everything. Why this happened? Well, I told her yesterday in my live, in my YouTube live, what happened. What happened is she forgot who she truly is. And that's why she got scared of her own manifestation. So as Neville says here, she forgot that she is God, right? She forgot that she is her own Christ, her own Jesus. And then all of a sudden, because she forgets that, she loses it. So the test, as Neville says here, what is the real test? The test is understanding who you truly are. That's why he's saying here, when you hear the words God, Jesus Christ, or Lord, and your mind jumps to something outside of you, you have failed the test, right? So by getting fearful, this person forgot who she was. All of a sudden, she assumed unconsciously that the magnificent things that she had manifested in her life was coming from something else, someone else. And all of a sudden, she felt, oh my God, who am I? Who am I to deserve all of those great things? And became fearful. And therefore, because she forgot that she was the source of all those magnificent manifestations, she lost them. So this is a very good reminder for all of us that before anything else, before you even start to manifest wonderful things on purpose, consciously, don't forget, please don't forget who you truly are. You are the source. You are it. Start thinking of life as you, not coming outside of you. It's coming from you and as you. You are it. You are the source. Once you understand that you are the source, fear of your own shadows, right? Fear of your own manifestations that are just shadows of your imaginal acts won't even exist. That's not going to be an issue, as apparently it was in the case of this wonderful person who's been a follower of me for a few years and who manifested tons of beautiful things in her life only to lose them. But it's okay. As I told her yesterday in my answer to her question, which wasn't actually a question but more of a statement of what happened, it's okay. You've done it once, you can do it twice, you can do it 3 times, 10 times, 1,000 times. You can manifest it again, right? But this time around, remembering that it is you, 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 and only you. There is nothing else outside of you. You are the Jesus. You are the God. You are the Lord. You are the law. You are it. And whatever is manifesting, good or bad, is coming as you are, from you. There's no middle, nothing in there. So the question of deserving, or the question of should I be afraid of this, won't even come up, because it's you. It's just that we were brought up in a society that believes and think mainly negatively. And anything good is not ordinary. The ordinary of the common man is negativity and feeling mostly miserable. That's normal in the society we were brought up in. And manifesting amazing stuff is not the usual, is not common, and can be scary, because we are doing it in this 3D world society, which is mainly leaning on the negative. But once you can detach from this world and let the world be what it wants to be, and enjoy your own manifestation as amazing as they are, knowing that you are the God of your reality, then fear won't come up anymore. I hope this was helpful. Thank you so much for being here and for keeping sending me wonderful messages telling me how much my podcast is helping you. This is really what encourages me to make more podcasts such as this one. And as you know, I truly appreciate you.